Argentina has announced a suspension of most beef exports with a stated goal of bolstering domestic supplies. In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, economist Aaron Bohrer says this is a misguided policy that in the past has had a very negative impact on Argentina's beef industry and consumers.
Restrictions are, at least for now, for 30 days, and trade that's happening within quota. So, for example, Argentina's exports to the EU under their Hilton quota and under the duty-free quota are still allowed to go. And they also export small volumes to the United States. They have their own quota for that. That trade can continue. So there are some exceptions, but of course, China is their big customer, their big market, of which there are no exceptions. So China is the dominant market, accounting for about 71% of Argentina's beef exports so far this year. So China is the market expected to see the biggest impact. But for the U.S., we have been growing regardless of China's larger imports out of South America. And we still see big potential for U.S. grain-fed beef in China. But that demand for U.S. beef is entirely separate from what's happening out of South America. So this suspension of Argentine shipments, again, not seeing an obvious benefit to anyone, just disruption. If we look back over histories, we've seen firsthand the damage the uncertainty of these past policies has had. Certainly, Argentina was one of the initial export powerhouses before big export restrictions in 2006. Exports were accounting for 20% of Argentina's beef production. Consumption of beef was still strong. It was around 47, 48 kilos per person. And then you have the government restricting exports. And what happened is you saw exports as a share of production plummet and production decrease as well. And again, consumption's down 25% from that pre-2009 levels. So the policy has backfired on both producers and consumers in Argentina.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.